What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Okay, this story has been going incredibly viral, and I honestly didn't want to talk about it because of how dumb it is, but I've thought about it a lot, and I've come to the conclusion that the entire story just revolves around MAGA Republicans being absolute weirdos and an ad agency that is likely pretty blind at the moment. So I'm going to run you through the Sydney Sweeney controversy from start to finish because Trump today decided to weigh in on the discourse. I literally texted my producer when Trump made this tweet. I said, "This is so dumb, I'm not even going to cover it. It's so offensively stupid and has nothing to do with what the average American cares about." But then I went on Twitter and I saw more disturbing posts from MAGA Republicans, from big pundits, but then it made it up to Fox News. And if you know one thing about us, Midas Touch or the Adamocra channel, we do not like Fox News. In fact, we want to make sure we're pushing back against all of the lies they tell the American people on a day-to-day basis. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to watch this Jesse Waters clip titled "Liberals Are Losing It Over Sydney Sweeney." But the reality is, I'm pretty sure MAGA Republicans are just being freaks targeting Sydney Sweeney, who has said nothing about any of this ad. So let's just take a few steps back. Before we jump into this, I do want to advertise that on August 23rd, I'll be in Omaha, Nebraska with Senator Warren and Representative Frost for another Won't Back Down rally. If you're near the area, click the top link in the description and let's jump in. So have you guys heard of this ad campaign that happened a few weeks ago? It happened about a week ago, I'd say. Sydney Sweeney did an ad for American Eagle. In this ad, she's wearing jeans.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring.
She's wearing jeans. She says jeans are passed down from parents off-screen, and she's making a pun. It's a really sexual ad. She's making a pun about the jeans that she's wearing. She says, "Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue." The video has since been removed from the American Eagle social media channels. They removed it because of all the controversy. MAGA Republicans immediately tried to spin this as if Sydney Sweeney was like a far-right MAGA Republican like them. They immediately started going, "She's one of us." And then people on Twitter began to have the opposite reaction. People are now calling Sydney Sweeney a Nazi or a Nazi sympathizer and saying that American Eagle needs to be eradicated as a company. I honestly, my earnest opinion is that it's neither of those extremes. I don't think Sydney Sweeney is like some weird Nazi dog whistler. I don't even think American Eagle meant it as this. I think the ad campaign was just really, really blind, and they immediately removed it, showing that they weren't really trying to, like, if they were going to do some Nazi stuff that open, I'm assuming they wouldn't delete it the same day, right? It seems like they panicked and were like, "Holy shit, what's going on here?" I think it was a really, really terrible ad. Maybe somebody on the team wrote it with this intention, but overall, I think the idea that Sydney Sweeney is now on the far right like a Nazi, that's just, it's a MAGA talking point. They want the culture, they want cultural figures to be seen as far right when they're not. And this is backed up by what Trump posted. Trump said, "Sydney Sweeney, a registered Republican, has the hottest ad out there." I don't even know if that's true. This is a rumor that's been going around. She's a registered Republican. If she is, that still doesn't mean she's a Nazi. But yeah, she probably should be a liberal because Republicans want to take away her very fundamental rights. If she's a registered Republican, that's really dumb. It's really idiotic. But also, it's a far cry away from her being like a Nazi eugenicist, which is what a lot of people are claiming. So Donald Trump is trying to push a narrative here. Don't believe it. Don't believe it right away. He's trying to make it seem like big cultural figures that are right wing are now making the waves. I don't believe the narrative. I don't believe it. It's for American Eagle, and the jeans are, quote, flying off the shelves. Go get him, Sydney. On the other side of the ledger, Jaguar did a stupid, seriously woke advertisement that is a total disaster, says Trump. The CEO just resigned in disgrace, and the company is in absolute turmoil. Who wants to buy a Jaguar after looking at that disgraceful ad? Shouldn't they have learned a lesson from Bud Light, which went woke and essentially got destroyed in a short campaign? He then attacks Taylor Swift. Just look at woke singer Taylor Swift. Again, Taylor Swift isn't woke at all. She's endorsed Kamala and endorsed Biden, but Donald Trump is trying to ascribe political views to people that we're not even sure they hold. We're not even sure they hold. Sydney Sweeney was seen in a photo like 5 years back where someone in the photo had a MAGA hat on, and people use that as evidence that she's also like a far-right Nazi. I'm sorry, but I don't quite buy it. I don't buy that Sydney Sweeney is a Nazi at all. I'm pretty sure it was a really, really tasteless ad. This then reads, being woke is for losers. Being Republican is what you want to be. So Trump is clearly trying to push a narrative that being far right is culturally in right now, but it's just not true. After this, it started getting even weirder. MAGA Republicans started posting Baron Sweeney 2024 on Twitter, and it was getting like hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of views. I mean, look at this. Baron literally has four fingers. Baron has four fingers in this right here. What the absolute hell? There are more. Someone said Baron Trump and Sydney Sweeney is pre-programmed. This is so odd. This looks like a child marriage. What are these people talking about? Then it made it to Fox News. I'm sorry, but this is just weird as hell.
And you know how this ends? She's going to marry Baron. And it's going to create the greatest political dynasty in American history.
Oh my gosh.
This is a grown-ass man, by the way. This is a grown-ass man. What is up with MAGA Republicans covering up for Matt Gaetz? Do you remember that? Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, was like drooling at the mouth to just bury whatever investigation happened by the Ethics Committee into Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz had to resign his seat because he didn't want whatever it was coming out, the Venmo payments that he made, allegedly. On the other hand, they're also covering up for Epstein. Donald Trump has spent years trying to dodge questions about Epstein, but now it's boiled up to a point where he can't escape it. Every single time he goes out in public, he does one of two things. He either goes into a long tirade where he makes the situation much worse because he's ranting about spas and Virginia Giuffre, or he just straight up walks off. It's either one of those two. So now MAGA Republicans are acting weird as hell, absolutely insane, and Trump is trying to prove a broader cultural point that we need to continue to push back on. Donald Trump won this election by the thinnest margin in decades. Remember, Biden won the 2020 election by double the popular vote margin that Trump won the 2024 election by. Meaning Trump won the election by 3 million votes in the popular vote. Biden won it by 7 million votes. So if you're going to claim that Trump won a landslide in 2024, then what did Biden win? A double, triple landslide? Is he like the cultural emperor forever? You can't claim total cultural victory because you won one single election when inflation was spiking, when the Democrats had a candidate drop out and then another candidate come with 100 days to run a campaign. It was a unique situation in which Democrats weren't in the best position due to some mistakes by party leaders, and Republicans just happened to come into victory. Now, Donald Trump is lying about Sydney Sweeney. A lot of these people are lying about Sydney Sweeney, but I want to know what your opinion is in the comment section. We've built a community with a lot of amazing conversation where people can disagree. People can go back and forth. We have a Reddit where people are always debating. So let me know here what you guys think. I'm sure people will have different takes. Some people will be mad at me. People are always mad about what I say. But I'm sure some people agree with me. So just let me know in the comment section below. And one more thing. Go save the Adam Mockler Show on Spotify or iTunes, Apple Music, whatever you use. It would mean the world to me. That is how we build on these other platforms. We're trying to build on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. Again, top link in the description if you want to come to the Won't Back Down Tour in Omaha, Nebraska. Love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.